Greetings to you, my friend. This is Harvey Peter Scheim coming to you again with a daily inspiration. I like to turn today to Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. It says, "And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." You know, today we live in a very prosperous country, although it seems chaotic sometimes. We do live in a prosperous times. We are rich people if we compare with the majority of the rest of the world. We truly are blessed with many riches. If we can call them a blessing. Sometimes I wonder if they're maybe a hindrance to our spiritual life more than anything. But we do live in a prosperous times. We don't really know what it's like to skip a meal because we can't find a meal. We hardly ever go hungry. Obesity is a big problem in our country today because we have pretty much whatever we need. But the text this morning, it says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." So we see that eating, having enough to eat, is not the main thing that we should be concerned about. You know, people work from early morning to late evening hours. Some even work into the night. You know, we buy, we sell, we plant, we build, we marry, we're given in marriage. Just as in the days of Noah. You know, I wonder if we do not also eat and drink as they did back then. You know, are we concerned about bread only? 1 Timothy 6, verse 8 says, "And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content." But we say we need much food and raiment, but do we really? Do we really need much food and raiment? We do need food and clothing and shelter and transportation and money to pay for many other things. But there are more worthwhile things in life than that. By what means shall we live then? In Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 28, we read about a lawyer who asked Jesus, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus asked him, "What is written in the law?" And the lawyer responded, he said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself." And here's what Jesus replied to him. He said, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you shall live." He also said that he is the living bread. "If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever." He also talks about him being the living water. In John chapter 4, verse 13, we're going to break into an account here where Jesus met the woman at the well. He answered and said unto her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again." He's talking about the water that the woman was drawing from the well. And he said, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." Life. It's everlasting life, the water that he gives, And the bread that he is, he gives. You know, if we partake of that bread and of that water, we shall live forever. It's everlasting. And so as we seek to earn bread for ourselves and for our families, may our main goals be to eat of the living bread and drink of the water everlasting, even Jesus Christ. He is the life. He will give you life, and he will give it to you more abundantly. And there's another passage of scripture here. I almost quote it. I'll see if I can find it here. I just thought of now. Oh, he says in John chapter 7, verse 38, he says, "He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Of living water. So my friend, with that, I want to leave with that with you today. May we have our eyes fixed on Jesus. May we be looking to him for bread, that we shall live forever. And water that is everlasting. So I think with that, I'm going to leave you with that. May you have a blessed day and encouraged in the Lord.